knots, wind waves 2 feet or less, and a west swell 1 to 6 feet at 12 seconds. Patchy fog out there on the bay, and a look at your traffic this evening. Traffic collision, Green Valley Road near Arroyo Drive in the Santa Cruz area. And then another traffic collision, New Plato Road near County Road 18 in the King City area. And it is about 62 degrees here at KSCO. Up next, Off the Lip Radio Show.
Opinions expressed in the following sponsored program are not necessarily those of KSCO Radio, its staff, management, or advertisers. If something is said with which you disagree, please call us during the program in order to help us balance comments.
Good evening, and welcome to Off the Lip, the show about surfing and skateboarding. If you'd like to join the show tonight, give us a call at 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, here are your hosts for tonight's program, Neil Pearlberg and Terry Campion.
Good evening and welcome to the Off the Lip Radio Show, broadcasting live from the KSCO studios right here in beautiful Santa Cruz. I just spent the last 24 hours about 3,000 feet high up on a cliff above Big Sur. I just want to say, if the whole world sat up on that perch at 3,000 feet, looked out of a Big Sur, the world would be a better place. But tonight, I'm going to make the world a better place, because in studio, there's nothing like live music. I love having music on the show, and this town is just has a galaxy of unbelievable musical talent. And tonight, you're going to enjoy some music by a band called The Fascinating Creatures of the Deep. And they are, in tune with our town here, because they are surf music, surf band, surf culture. It's all about the surf here, because the Off the Lip Radio Show is one of the few, if not the only, surf and skate show on the air in the world today. And broadcasting right here from KSCO. But before I start, I want to give a quick shout-out to the sponsors of the Off the Lip Radio Show. Toyota Santa Cruz, thank you, Julie. Pono Island Grill, thanks, Timmy. Steve and Diane, the beach guy from Bailey Properties, Chill Out Cafe, Beach Nest Vacation Rentals. The Listening Stack, thanks, Justin. Lighthouse Bank, thanks, John Sisk. Sean Rovi, your local surfing farmers insurance agent. And Fig from Surf City Sandwich. Can't forget Merge 4 socks. Wearing those right now. My Merge 4 socks. The Kayak Connection. Thanks, Dave. Hot Elevation Studios, where I sweat and suffer every day at the yoga studio. The Hideout in Aptos. Can't beat the food and the people at the Hideout. People's Coffee. Santa Cruz Mountain Brewery on the west side. And last but not least, Star Benny, where we TC and I usually go after dinner. We always go there for dinner after the show. But TC's sick tonight. Hoodie's sick, so he's at home. And it's just me and the guys right here. Well, without further ado, may we introduce to you the Fascinating Creatures of the Deep.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Off the Radio Show right here on KSCO. And my guest tonight, the Fascinating Creatures of the Deep. What a great name for a band. Who the hell came up with that?
The
gray-haired dude. You guys just want to continue?
Hey, we'll do anything you want.
No, it's you and my guest. You get to do whatever the heck you want. But you know what? Rather than hear me talk, why don't you just guys keep playing?
Yeah, we'll keep playing.
You can listen on KSCO 1080 AM, FM 104.1. Or is it 104.9? It's one of those. So just fiddle with the dial till you get it. KSCO.com, or you can watch live on Facebook. Just go to Santa Cruz Waves Facebook page. Song number, three from Fascinating Creatures of the Deep. You're listening to the Off the Radio Show right here on KSCO.
This next one right here actually is funny because... some people think, they said, well, you know, blues music and surf can't really mix. And this song is kind of our attempt at doing that. Now, the original version of this thing used to be played slow all the way through, kind of like a slow blues would be.
Right.
But we weren't playing it live very often because it was too quiet
Yeah. And
just too mellow. So we decided to kind of spice it up a little bit as the years went by. And
Yep. Now
you get this version of the Whale Skull Blues.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're tuned in. You're listening to live music on the Arthur Lip Radio Show, brought to you by the one and only Fascinating Creatures of the Deep. Okay, we have a chat.
Yeah,
come forward, sir. Come forward, sir.
Yes, sir.
And you are. Introduce yourself.
My name is Adrian. Adrian Kavlin, and I am one of the guys in Fascinating Creatures of the Deep. Thank you.
And then where'd the name for crying out loud? Where'd that come from?
Yeah, that cumbersome five. You know what's funny? We're playing a show with Southern Culture on the Skids.
Yeah.
Soon.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, between the two of our band names, boy, I don't know what the heck we're going to do with
There's not enough room on the billboard for that.
Yeah, nothing. Right? No. So the name, it was funny. I was inspired to start a surf band a few years back. It was about 9 years now. And I've seen this band, Slacktone. Now, that's conveniently a single-named band.
Right.
But I absolutely went crazy for their music and thought, this is what I want to do. So I started trying to think of cool names, and I started asking friends, and no one came up with anything. And then, one day, funny enough, this phrase just popped into my mind. It just popped in, and I thought, well, it's a real pain in the butt name, but it just fits, and it gives me a lot of artistic freedom to kind of create anything that's oceanic, and it doesn't have to sound like a straight ahead trad surf band, and it doesn't have to sound like a modern, it can be anything. So we went with it.
Where does surf music originate from? Dick Dale? Or was it before Dick?
Well, really, it was Dick and a guy named Paul Johnson, really, who kind of gave the framework of the venue or of the genre. You've got Dick, with the big time pick attacking and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you've got Let's Go Trippin', which is considered to be probably the first tied for the first surf record.
Right.
And then you have another guy named Paul Johnson, and Paul had a band called the Belairs. And he basically, I get these dates screwed up, but I think that he and Dick were within like 2 months of each other, or a month of each other, putting out their first, surf records. Now,
right.
Paul's song by the Belairs was called Mr. Moto. And we're actually, are we playing
that? You going to play Mr. Moto?
Yeah, we're going to play Mr. Moto tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, and Paul, man, what a story. Like, Paul actually has seen our band play and walked up to the stage right when we were playing down in L.A. It was L.A. or Orange County, and literally gave each one of our band members an individual thumbs up. And I thought, I can just die now, And so Paul, unfortunately, right now is fighting leukemia. He's in the hospital, but he's got a lot of friends around him, and everyone's trying to rally and raise funds and all this to help
him. And where can our audience find out about you guys, where you're playing at? Oh, that can it buy some CD? You got a CD coming out, too, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have...
Give us the scoop.
Yeah. So the scoop is, where to find out about us? We have a Facebook page, and we're pretty lazy about doing anything else. but it's good because so many other people are there, and you just have to like our Facebook page. It tells pretty much everything we're up to.
Right.
And then CDs, yes, we have a brand new EP coming out called Float On Forever. Five songs, guys? Yeah, I think five is what we managed. So we had to rush it because we went to Italy this summer and played at the Surfer Joe Festival, and then went to LA and Orange County, played Surf Guitar 101, and we had to have something.
Right,
so we just put those things together. But we also have another full-length CD that came out in like 2013, so we've got a couple now.
Where can you buy those?
Well, you can buy them from us
at
this point. Right. I think we're going to put them at Streetlight at some point.
Okay.
But, yeah, we're doing that. And there's digital copies, too, for those who don't like having CDs.
And introduce the band, please.
That would be my pleasure.
Yeah.
So let's start off with the bass man standing right here behind me, Mr. Paul Zimmerman. He's living on the east side here. Pleasure Point's probably his home break, I would say.
Okay.
We got Gary Boot over there on rhythm guitar.
Yep.
And Gary is original old school pool skater, man. He was like, we're talking like 1970s. He was ripping and carving pools.
And with the Meekster.
Yeah, well, absolutely. Yeah,
that's right.
Bro. He's an old pal of ours, man. Yeah, he's a great guy. And then back on the Skins there is Lex Vandenberg, very dear old friend of ours, and he's just recently stepped in to be our full-time guy.
Very cool.
Kind of do-si-doing with our other drummer, Stretch Rydell, who's been, a dear friend of ours, and in fact, he was the inspirational.
Stretch was a drummer?
Yeah, like 4 years, right? Or so.
Love that guy.
Yeah, we love him too. That first song you heard, Push On Long Strider, is what it's called. It was a song I wrote for him while he was in the hospital.
Very cool.
And it's all about him pushing on and just making it through it.
And he did.
Yes, he did. So he played with us when we played with the Ventures the other
day. Very cool.
He ripped it.
Can you guys play some more music?
We can.
All righty. Thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah,
appreciate you coming down tonight. Thank you so much.
Love you, bro. Thank you.
You can listen right now on live on Facebook through Santa Cruz Waves Facebook page. You can go KSCO, KAM 1080, 104.1, and KSCO.com. You're listening to the fascinating Creatures of the Deep.
Thanks, Neil. You're very welcome. Next song right here goes off to Pleasure Point. It's called Panic at the Point.
Panic at the Point. You're listening to the Off the Red Show right here on KSCO. In studio tonight, the fascinating creatures of the deep. Enjoy the show, everybody. Guys are good. Fascinating creatures of the deep. You can find them on Facebook. Playing at a venue near you. Just check them out on Facebook. That's Fascinating Creatures of the Deep. I just want to run through the people who support the show again real quick before the end of the show. And they've been with me since, pretty much all of them have been with me since day one, about 6 years ago. Julie from Toyota of Santa Cruz. Timmy from Pono Island Grill. Thanks, Steve and Diane Pereira. From the Beach Guys from Bailey Properties. John Pickard and Liz Pickard from Chillout Cafe and Beach Nest Vacation Rentals. Thanks, Justin, from the Listening Stack. John Sisk from Lighthouse Bank. Sean Rovi, your local surfing farmers insurance agent. Fig from Surf City Sandwich. Fig, please bring back the salmon wrap, man. That thing is freaking good. Cindy from Merge 4 Socks. Nothing but the best from Merge 4 Socks. Merge4Socks.com. Dave from the Kayak Connection. I drove by his spot today right there at the Elkhorn Slough. Go check out a kayak from the Kayak Connection right there at Elkhorn Slough in the Santa Cruz Yacht Harbor. Jeanette from Hot Elevation Studios, my yoga studio. Love-hate relationship with that place. The Hideout. Good food, good people. People's Coffee on 17th and Broma. Thanks, Curtis. Emily from Santa Cruz Mountain Brewery. I always love your amber ale. Thank you, my dear. And Julietta and Star, Julietta and Sergio from Star Benny, where if you want to go to Italy, don't have the money to go, just pop down to Star Benny. It's just like being in Italy, for crying out loud. Thanks, guys. More from the Fascinating Creatures of the Deep. Thanks, guys, for coming down tonight. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Paul Johnson, this one's for you, man, if you're listening.
Oh, yeah. You're tuned into the Off the Lip Radio Show right here on KSCO. Catch the show live right now on Facebook with Santa Cruz Waves. My musical guests tonight are called, of course they're called, the Fascinating Creatures of the Deep. You can follow them. Once again, it's Fascinating Creatures of the Deep. You know, that coffee this morning I had just killed me. I had 3 cups of coffee. I'm still buzzed from it, crying out loud. You can check them out on Facebook. Come on down.
And one more place you can check us out. If you're not doing anything on Friday, October 19th, we're having our CD release party with all of our friends and you at the Crepe Place. At the Crepe Place. You guys got to come down. So we're going to be there, and our friends from Austin, Texas are coming up to play with us.
Okay.
That's Three Balls of Fire featuring a guy who used to play with Link Ray on stage. So come on out. We'll be at the Crepe again Friday, October 19th.
I'll be there.
Thanks, bro.
Big finale. Going to do the big finale right now. Like the Capitola fireworks, the big finale.
Okay, you got the finale.
The big finale. Here it comes. Thanks, everyone, for listening to the Off the Lip Radio Show. Stay tuned tonight. No, tomorrow night, when the one and only Matt Harville will be playing guitar here in studio from the China Cats. So he's going to be another musical guest tomorrow night on the Owl Local Radio Show. Tune in tomorrow at 7 o'clock. You can catch all the shows on KSCO.com or OffTheLipRadio.com. Spotify, iTunes, TuneIn, Google Play Music, all over the place. Just check it out if you missed the show tonight or want to turn somebody else onto it. Great surf music tonight from Fascinating Creatures of the Deep. Thanks, guys, for coming down. I really appreciate it. The big the big finale coming up right now. Off the Radio Show right here on KSCO. Hope you guys enjoyed the Fascinating Creatures of the Deep. I want to thank all the sponsors and all the advertisers. All of my friends are part of the show. I want to thank Chris, the sound engineer. I want to thank all those at KSCO for letting me have this show. Once again, go to Fascinating Creatures of the Deep Facebook page. Check them out. They got CDs. They're playing live. They're playing the Crate Place coming up. But most importantly, tonight they absolutely killed it on the Off the Radio Show. People loved it. Wrote in. Timmy from Pono. Fig from Fig wrote in. Steve Perry wrote in. Everybody wrote in. You guys absolutely nailed it tonight. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And we'll see you next week with another Off the Radio Show. And tune in tomorrow night to the Outlook Radio Show with guitarist Matt Harle from the China Cats will be my guest. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next week. And good night to you all. Thanks.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Hurricane Michael is now forecast to be close to a dangerous Category 4 storm when it crashes ashore on the Florida Panhandle. Meteorologist Tom Sader.
At this time, this is already a deadly storm. It's taken 13 lives in parts of Central America and heavy rain in western Cuba. But we've been waiting for this entire intensification to kind of encircle the entire center. When that happens, it's like really pulling the cord on a lawnmower engine, and all the cylinders are firing up. The water is extremely warm. The rain totals we could see around Panama City to even Tallahassee, 8, 10 inches.
20 million people are under hurricane watches and warnings, and the projected path stretches to New Jersey. Michael is traveling across the Gulf of Mexico at 12 miles per hour and is now only a few hundred miles from Panama City, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio.
As a doctor, I am very excited by the work that the Foundation Fighting Blindness is doing to end blindness. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be that way. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. In order to end blindness, you should learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Learn how to save your vision or the vision of a loved one. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org. Help end blindness by calling the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing
AMD.org.
A search is now underway to find a new U.S. ambassador to the United Nations after Nikki Haley announced she would step down at the end of the year. Republican Congressman Mark Sanford of South Carolina says the timing of the announcement is interesting.
If it smells, tastes, and looks like something, it probably is. In this instance, you can look at a lot of different markers laid out. Well done on her part. Again, she's very competent, and she, again, has done a good job in this posting that lay out, I think, a very strong road to the presidency in 2024.
The rain has stopped in West Texas, but flooding along the Llano River continues to cause problems. Game warden Rachel Kellner.
We've had 19 rescues right now. Currently, four of those have been out of the helicopter. Our search and rescue Texas game warden Swiftwater swimmers came on a hoist, like you see, come out of the air, and they plucked two out of trees, and two were in the river.
The search continues for four people who were in an RV that was swept away. You're listening to USA Radio News.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Zero.
First, there was swarms of mosquitoes. Now a new plague has come to the Carolinas. USA's Chris Barnes explains.
After Hurricane Florence, the North Carolina coast has been literally plagued with a tide of frogs and toads. But the storm's record-setting floods are not entirely to blame. State biologist Jeff Hall says the coast is experiencing a convergence of two types of frog and toad population explosions. The first wave taking the form of tadpoles born during June and July's abnormally heavy rains. The second is a boom of what he calls explosively breeding toads. And he notes that the flooding has augmented the interactions between humans and amphibians, as that latter group is searching for dry ground. Hall says coastal residents are likely to find a lot of frogs and toads around until the floodwaters fully recede. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Brett Kavanaugh took his place beside the eight other Supreme Court justices for oral arguments. In what could be described as a relaxed atmosphere in court, Kavanaugh asked questions of both sides in an argument over increased prison sentences for repeat offenders. He jumped in with his first question after most of the other justices had spoken. Questions from Kavanaugh and Justice Neil Gorsuch suggested they could vote against the Trump administration and side with the criminal defendant who's fighting an increase in his sentence from just over 6 years to possibly more than 15 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Something special is in my garden. Got it. Black, black, roll, roll, in my garden.
Good evening. You're listening to everybody's favorite radio station, AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz, 104.1 FM, 107.9 FM San Jose, 95.7 Salinas and Watsonville, ZBSRadio.com. It's now 5 minutes past 8 p.m.